From the Shepherd House International in Georgetown, Guyana, Bishop Victor Connors Asabre, anointed by God, will inspire you with rare and down-to-earth but provoking teachings from the Word of God, to love the Lord deeply and to devote yourself to His work. Discover how God can change your life and ministry forever. Now, here is Bishop Collins.
Good opportunity to see where you serve God. Because, like I'm saying, if we were to do this wedding on a Monday, only about 15 people will come. And then, after that, we go to a girl's guide. That's where you bring your short skirt and your bacchanal. You know, so we try to do things in the church. If you look at it, it's a big compound. We're still under construction. We're going to have so many things that maybe a wedding like this, after that, you have a nice hall, you know, that you will have to have the celebration. That's what Godfrey and Nale says, tithe and offerings. That is what he's doing. It is building places so that tomorrow when you are getting married, you also get a nice place to take pictures, a nice place for reception. You don't have to pay hall fee. You don't have to rent anything. Chairs will be available, music will be available, people will be available for you. That is what you are working towards. Even as part of this church, paying tithes and offerings and special offerings and all of that. So you're very welcome. This is the Shepherd House International. My name is Collins. All right? Just in case you go, so what's the name of the man? Say, the man named Collins. All right, Collins. All right. Okay. So we're talking about Obadiah chapter 1, verse 21. Obadiah chapter 21. Chapter 1, verse 21. Very quickly, you know, I when I sit down and watch a wedding and after that preaching, many people can feel weary. It actually can put us also under pressure to try to do things quick. Let us go because I came for the wedding. The wedding is over. The marriage, the ceremony is not over. After here, then there are a few things before they file out. And then pictures and all of that and the food and the drinks, the dancing. There's going to be a lot of dancing. Those who like dancing, Charlie, there's more coming in for you, I tell you. All right, but for now, it's Sunday morning, and what we are learning the whole month of December is to make yourself a savior of men. Obadiah chapter 1, verse 21 says, "And saviors shall come up on Mount Zion to judge the Mount of Esau, and the kingdom shall be the Lord's. And saviors shall come up." And so from this verse, we are saying that even though Jesus is the one who died, sacrificed his life on the cross for us, there are also people like us, like you and I, who have to take what Jesus has done out there for people also to become saved. And so, I mean, if you're here for the first time, or you're visiting, or you came because of the wedding, we know very well that somebody like me, I came from somewhere else to become a savior. To become a savior. If I had not come to Guyana, I don't know where you would have been, where I would also have been. And so Jesus dying on the cross was not the only thing that has to happen. The people who are affected by the work of Jesus on the cross, they have to take the message, they have to take the story and go out there and share it with others. And so Christmas season in December is a beautiful season to let people know why Jesus came into the world. He came to live and to die so that you and I will have everlasting life. And so those of us who have everlasting life, we are supposed to go out there and let others know that there is somebody called Jesus. He's the one you need to live and serve and die for. Hallelujah. It is that Jesus that Godfrey gave his life to many years ago. It is that same Jesus Melissa gave her life to many years ago that has brought them thus far. Young people of their age, in their early 20s, you don't marry. It's Guyana who is living. I've been living here for 16 years. I have an opinion. People don't get married in their early 20s. Yeah. And God forbid, Melissa could have been a child mother. Or children mother. Because we know there are many big people who are not married. And they have children. It's a common thing in our society, which we have grown up in, which we have come to accept. And so people in their early 20s who have decided to marry, it has taken something. It has taken the work on the cross, giving them boldness, giving them guidance, giving them assurance, giving them hope that we can make it. No matter how it looks, we can make it. You see, when you don't have hope in Jesus, you are calculating the money. I remember when, after the engagement, Godfrey came to me and he said, you know what, he said, Bishop, I want to postpone the wedding day. I said, bye. We don't do them things. We don't do them things. I said, how is Mr. Edward Farrell going to react to such a news? How is Nalisa's mother going to react? That you said you will you marry my daughter on the 26th of December, Boxing Day. I'm waiting to see the gloves. And then you come and you say that, oh, I said 26, but I have changed my mind. I want to do it in February. March time, because March time I'll get double pay. I said, God free. Where's Samantha? I think I've seen her sitting somewhere. Sam, where's Sam there? What? Your sisters have dressed alike. Okay. You shall give me at least a kerchief to put here also like that. Huh? Yeah. I said, Godfrey, we don't do things like that. You said 26 December. We are doing it on the 26th of December. That's how Christians behave. We have hope. I said we have hope. If we postpone it, if we do something else, then we are trying to say that the God who came, who died for us and saved us from hopelessness, he is not real. By the grace of God, the wedding has happened. The wedding is almost finished. Yeah. Then he comes to me about honeymoon. We'll do some accounting and balancing and balance sheet and try balance. We'll do some geography, so we'll do some tourism and do some little international relations. They'll make a decision somewhere. That is the hope we have. And so there is so much for people in the church. I'm proud of them. I'm sure daddy is proud of his daughter. You see, all of you who are members of this church, you know my passion and you know what I stand for. One of the things that I hate, I hate with a passion, is to take people, girl children, and just play with them. No. I hate it with a passion. Because somebody's girl child is not a toy. Money has gone into raising people's girl children. And so if you think that you've seen a girl child and you like her, you have to do what is right. In the book of Leviticus, you cannot have sex with a woman and not marry her. That is the kind of laws that Jesus came to take us away from. But it doesn't mean that you can play with people, get children like that you play with toys. And the only place we can have such strong moral values is in the church. The hope is here. The hope is here. The hope is right here. You find somebody's girl, that's what we teach in the church. I teach like that. You see, it's so interesting that there's another young couple who married the other day. I taught them, we teach fathers and mothers who are here, we teach the young people to respect you. We teach them. If they don't respect you, it's not the church. We teach them. So at least you are hearing it from my own mouth right here today. We teach them to respect you. We teach them to honor you. But when you try to stop them from church, we teach them not to listen to you. That's also there. and put their things out, I'll find a place for them to stay. We teach them to respect and to honor. So this younger couple who got married the other day, I told the young man, I said, go and look for, you see, most of the time, the fathers are somewhere minding their own business. The mothers are somewhere minding their own business too. It is these things that kind of bring some people together. So I told the young man, go and see the young lady's father. Whether the father was a good father, because the young lady's mother speaks very bad about this young lady's father. Are you following? The young lady whose father I asked one of my sons to go and visit and talk and make sure that you are right. The young lady's mother is always saying that the man is a crass. He's a dog. So the woman who is a child mother is insulting the young lady's father. So if you grow up in a house like that, you grow up hating your father who you don't even know the reason why he didn't marry your mother. Why he beat out. Because sometimes you got beat out. No, old people and elder big people have their issues that young people will not understand. And never allow one parent to poison your mind about the other parent. Because when things don't work out between big people and they separate, children wouldn't understand. So this young man went to see the young lady's father. And I said, go and see him, sit down, let's do what we call engagement. In our church, just like Mary and Joseph had an engagement, I said, go and tell the daddy, if he can give you a day, you want to come to him and right in his presence, you want to put a ring on his daughter's finger. Because you believe that you honor your father and your mother, that it shall be well with you and your day shall be prolonged. We believe in that. So the young man went to see the father and all of that. The father said, he ain't got time. He ain't want them thing. Marry and done. When a young man came to tell me, I said, well, the Bible said, give honor to whom honor is due. If the man doesn't want honor, then we keep it. It's like the man himself doesn't even know how to be respected. Which is very sad. And this hope has been given to us through Jesus Christ, the Son of God. That we will not take things away from people without honoring and respecting them. And so there's so much the church has to offer Guyana. There's so much the church has to offer this community. There's so much that the church has to offer this nation. Jesus came into the world to save sinners. And we who have experienced these things, we who have experienced this. Because Pastor Godfrey joined this church with his mother, Sister Samantha, in 2005. When Sister Samantha used to live on Bishop Street, she was called Samantha James then, isn't it? Samantha James? Samantha Simon. 2005. I went to St. Porter's College of Education. I met a young lady called Abiola Allen. So I invited her to church. She said she lives in Work and Rust. That time our church was small church around a high street, high in Durban. And so she didn't come the Sunday. She came the other Sunday, the week after. And then she came. I think she came with Samantha. And I think Sam was telling us that everywhere they used to go together. If they go to party, they go to club, they used to go together. So when she came to church, she said, girl, let me go to church too. And so Samantha, who used to live on Bishop Street, followed this young lady, and they came to church. The next Sunday, Abiola stopped coming, and Samantha continued up to today. When she came, she was holding two little boys. Is Jamal here? He didn't come. He liked them things. All right. Jamal. Kumar Richmond. Kim Godfrey and Kumar. Samantha used to hold them, little boys, and walk from Work and Rust, Bishop Street, straight down Durban Street to High End Durban, right before, if you're heading west, right before Carnegie School of Home Economics. That's where I started a church, 2005, all the way from Holland. I used to live in Holland. I left Holland to become a savior of men here in Guyana. And for the years, Godfrey has been in the church. As long as Samantha, I've not seen a Sunday that Sam has not come to church. I've not seen a Sunday yet. Yeah, for 16 years. Samantha has been coming to church. I've sent her to Perica. I've sent her to Denamstel. I sent her every what? Charlestown. Samantha has been in almost all the branches. And now she's on the East Bank in Pearl. She lives right here over the river on the west side. And she goes all the way to Pearl Village to church. 16 years! It's so beautiful. That is what many of you who are looking at me, you can't do something for 16 years. You do it for 10 years, you're unable. There is hope for you. I said there is hope for you. Jesus Christ came to save us from the things that keeps us back and down. And Godfrey has been in the church. He's grown up in the church. He went to a Bible seminary in Ghana. And Daniel came, he feels like he's the only one who has been to Bible school. Kids went to Bible school. Daniel walked around like, he's the only one who has been to Bible school. Gerald has been to Bible school. He's a senior. Godfrey also has been to Bible school for 3 years. In fact, I was so proud of him, the Guyanese group I sent 19 people in 2015 to Bible school. 19 people. And anytime they do exams and their results come, Godfrey was always on top of all the Guyanese. He topped her until they left school. He finished above every Guyanese. He was always on top. Shona with her might and a gigantic, she wasn't the one topping. Yeah. Right here. Godfrey is a real product of this church. Because of Obadiah. Somebody came, and I'm telling you that, let me tell you, the problem that you're experiencing in your home, the issues you're experiencing out there, if only you can find yourself a church like ours. I don't know about the other church, but I know this one. If you can only find your grandchildren, yourself, your children can find a church like this one. I'm telling you, you will see real things happening in their lives. And we wish them well and we pray for them that God will be with them and God will support them. What do you think about that? Yeah. And so this becoming saviors of men is such a strong message and an important message that Jesus Christ, that was his last words. Jesus' last words was go into the world and preach the gospel. Matthew recorded it. Mark recorded it. John recorded it. And Luke also recorded it. If you've studied the Bible a little bit, you realize that there are some things that one gospel says and the other gospel doesn't say. Jesus and raising Lazarus from the dead is an example. It's only in John. It's not in Mark. It's not in Matthew. It's not in Luke. But one thing that is common to all the gospels is go ye therefore into the world and preach the gospel. That was Jesus' last words. And I said last week that when somebody is dying and they say something, you better follow it. Because John B can come for you, you know. We are so superstitious, even as black people, that some people, I remember a few years ago when I came to Guyana, somebody said, whenever they are passing the burying ground, they got to throw something into the trench or something. They got to turn back or they got to spit or something they got to do whenever they pass burying ground. I said, you black people are too superstitious. You can't point when you are passing the burying ground. If you point, you got to bite your finger. Because it's a rat enough. Just like the Indians, those from India, East India, are saying that all the Diwali and Pagoda we do here, they don't even behave like that in India. In the same way black people behave here, we don't behave like that in Africa. You don't behave like that in Africa at all. Bite your finger because it was rotten. Superstitious. And so if we are indeed people who believe in superstition, then when somebody like Jesus Christ is dying and he says that go and preach, if you don't go and preach, what will happen to you? Your hand, your finger are rotten. It means that something worse will happen to you because the man's last words are being disrespected. So last week, I think we looked at the Great Commission according to Matthew. This, my time is almost up. This afternoon, the Great Commission, according to Mark, one point, that the Great Commission is a commission with signs following. What we are seeing here is the sign of the preaching of the gospel. I'm proud of what God has used me to do here. If I die today, I am proud of what God has done through me. If I die today, I am proud. I'm proud. I've met so many people who have opened their lives to what God has given me to affect their lives. I have people sitting on the front seat, behind the front seat. People have been here years and years and years. Their lives have changed. Their lives have been affected. Some have opened up. Some have responded well. Some have not responded well. It is normal, because if you plant a seed, it's not every seed that comes up well. The gospel, Mark spoke about the last words of Jesus, and he spoke about it with signs. He says that signs will follow the commission. Mark chapter 16, verse 15. He said, go into the world and preach the gospel. And he that believeth and baptized what? He said, well, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And he says that, and these signs shall follow them that believe. He listed some signs. But one of the signs also is that a young man can be a pure young man. He can put his life down and not touch a young girl until he marries a young girl, bring the young girl to church, marry the young girl, treat her respectfully, don't cough shame, domestic violence will not happen. If the government knows how to spend their money, they'll give the church, especially our church, will give us money. I don't know about the other church. Because Godfrey understands that we don't teach men here to beat women. This church doesn't have men who hate women. No. Are you a bushman? It's bushmen who hate women. We teach the men to respect themselves and to respect the women. Yeah. Signs. Godfrey sitting down here is a sign. It's a sign. Me standing here preaching, I'm a sign of the Great Commission, because I wasn't born with a microphone in my hand. In fact, when I was going to school, at the peak of my secondary school education, sixth form, I was one of the most popular prefects in school. I was a senior prefect. SP. Prophet talks about SPs. I was an SP in school, senior prefect. My privileges and rights were almost the same as a teacher. You don't joke with me. Those days, 1986, 1987, 1988, sixth form, SP Bakupe. Then, with all my fame and my popularity, I did this. I went through the science stream. We didn't have a physics teacher for almost the whole sixth form, Prince. We got a university student who was doing mechanical engineering to teach us physics, I think, second term, Cape 2. Hey, the guy rushed us through the physics syllabus. We know they see no top. Hey, mechanics, Newton's law of motion. Force times mass times acceleration. Hey! What? No. He rushed us into doing A levels. And the science stream, the best in science in my time was a D. That was the best in my time. Because we didn't have a physics teacher until the second term of the last lap. And the best person wasn't me. Even though I was a SP Bakupe. So you can imagine, when you are the most popular guy around, you are not the one who tops the school. And so the course my father wanted me to do medicine. I couldn't go and do medicine. So my father said, I am your father. You have to rewrite physics. I said, physics again? He said, no. There's no course you can go to the university and read. I don't want you to go. Go back and write physics. And then most of my mates, 80%, they all went to university. And it is the university that most of them went to. That is why my father signed me up to go and do physics again. They had a secondary school. So when my mates are going to university, I'm going to secondary school. You can't believe the shame. After being S.V. Bakupe, the top guy around. Now my friends, you won't understand what I'm saying. I don't think you even understand what I'm saying. They've gone ahead their first year university. I am still in secondary school. Meanwhile, when we were in school, I was like the adorable person. It was a lot of shame I had to endure. So when I'm going to school, I don't go with the uniform. I put a uniform in my bag. When I get close to the student, I change. Because I don't want my mate to see me that I've gone back. You see, with all your mouth and your power and authority, you couldn't go forward. You're going back. It is something very strong in my culture where I was born. And so I felt very, very bad. I felt those days were most of the days of my low self-confidence and esteem days. I'm somebody who leads the whole school. I'm the one who speaks for the whole school. Now, the people that you speak to, they have gone to university. You are still knocking the door. And it's not like a society where men don't go to university. In my culture, if you don't go to university as a man, you are nothing. I'm saying it again. In my country where I was born, in Ghana, if you're a man, you don't go to university, you are nothing. Yeah. No, it's not like a culture where you don't even go to school. Shabo, are you there? Porridge again? And so, not going to university as the most adorable student was a big, big, big thing to deal with. Then I went ahead and did my national service. I did 2 years. Because in my days, you have to do 2 years. You can do 1 year after sixth form, and then you do 1 year after university. So I said, since I was rewriting, I said, okay, let me do 1 year now. And so I ended up doing 2 years before university. And then my second, I think it was my first first national service that I gave my life to Christ. And then God, you know what God did? What God did was that the town where I grew, let's say I grew up in Georgetown, He connected me to this church, which was in another town. And therefore, it cut me off all my classmates and the people I knew. Up to today, if I meet somebody on Facebook and they say, oh, Charlie Collins, I have to ask myself, where do I know this person? And I said, the guy was my classmate, but I don't remember him. Because for all my years after sixth form, after I migrated to Europe, I have dealt with a different group of people than the people I grew up with. And through that disconnection, God has raised me up. Now when they see me, they respect me again. I said, now when they see me, they respect me again. Now they call me SP with confidence. Because even though many of them, the path they took, some are professors, some are just all over the place, I chose a different path. Or God chose a different path for me. And somehow, where I am standing, no matter if you are a professor, I hold the key to your salvation. I'm a sign. God wants to use many people as signs in this country. If you are listening to me today, you see the young people were dancing on stage. Is that not a sign? People ask me, how do you get them? I use Obia to get them. When I pass burial ground, eyes point at the burial ground. Yeah. Even long before, in Isla Penitence, one pastor said, what is your strategy? I said, strategy? It's something I get. It's salvation. When people are affected by the gospel, they change. People don't believe that a young person can like church. And we have experienced it so often in our church where even parents try to stop their children from coming to church because they don't understand why these go to church. So you always go to church. And you see how backward our mentality is, that instead of allowing the person to go to church, we want to prevent them from going to church. Because light has come and the people love darkness because their deeds were evil. It's a blessing to have your children, your grandchildren come to church. At least a church like ours. And on this day, I cannot be more proud than to see Godfrey, and Nalissa getting married as products of this church. It was Tifa who invited Nalissa, isn't it? Tifa, you invited Nalissa. You went to TI together? Yeah, she's your classmate, lab technicians, isn't it? Yeah, she's doing pharmacy now. Tomorrow when I go to pharmacy and I don't pay for the drugs, you ask, hey, what, something you get? I say, yeah, something I get. Yeah. I remember I went to the bank, wanted to do a transaction, and one of my church members was there. She pulled me through the line. When I was getting out of the bank, one man said, I won't be like you. I said in my head, can you preach the gospel? You want to be like, can you preach the gospel? That is December. We can, is it, forget about pepper pot is nice, good, it's okay. Black cake is fine, but if you are a Christian, your purpose is to extend what you have experienced to others. And I hope that those who came because of Nalissa, at least, you see, my problem with my Guyanese brethren is how they are not impressed by anything much. Guyanese are not impressed about a lot of things. Things that you think it will impress Guyanese, it doesn't impress Guyanese. So if you see Nalissa married, like, especially Nalissa's sister behind her, if I was Nalissa's sister, what's your name, sweetie? Nadia. If I was Nadia, I would say, Lord, today I write my name in this church. I won't be like Nalissa too. Because God, you see, what do you want God to do for you? God is showing you what he can do for you if you were to choose the same thing that your sister chose. But Nadia can be part of this whole thing and not be impressed or affected at all. Oh, that man, yeah, I know he got church in the number two canal. That church far. Meanwhile, now let's go to the church far, man. Me like them far church, man. Me neighbor. You see, there is nothing positive that is impressing you to your heart. Your heart is so cold. God is showing you, Godfrey. I wish Kumar was here. Because we know what's going on with Kumar. Mr. Richmond, you know what's going on? Kumar, police ran away from police. Jamal. What's his name again? Pachi. Police looking for him. He married his big woman he stay with. So, yeah, big auntie.
Oh my God.
His little brother, who the mother used to pull drug to church, the two of them. The first one has looked science. The second one is living with big auntie. Entering places that are bigger than him. Yeah. Touching bobbies that are bigger than him. Even his mother's bobby. Charlie, the devil will kill you. You can't choose a bobby that is bigger than your mother's bobby. It will choke you. You'll get choked. I'll give you a sound advice. Don't ever choose a bobby that's bigger than your mother's bobby. It can be something you get. Now you can't get.
Yeah.
I tell you. It's sad when people meet me, they meet, and they don't have any regard. They don't have any respect. They don't have any admiration. Wow. You're a pastor. You came to Guyana to be a pastor. People say, Guyana nice, right? I shake my head. I say, Guyana nice? I've heard that the number of Guyanese who live abroad is equal to the population of Guyana. It's possible. Guyana nice? Of course Guyana is nice. Holland is nicer than Guyana. Yeah. You use KLM, isn't it? Isn't that a nice flight? Isn't that better than the Caribbean Airlines? Ah! It's KLM country I used to live. You mean that? You all use KLM. Amsterdam Airport, Schiphol. Ah! They are all of them. I used to live there. It's always the plane. I used to live. As you are passing through, I was living there. And I left to come here to be a pastor. Few people admire what I have done. Oh, the pastor? He's a scamp. Scamp? Have I ever robbed you? Look at you. You don't admire things. And let me tell you, God, the best thing God can do is to show you something practical. God is mysterious, but he's also very simple. That how he wants you to become, he can show it right. He will show you this picture like this. Then it's up to you to choose it or not. I told a young man, I said, after school, what do you want to do? And he said, I want to become this. I said, and I think he was in fourth form or something. I said, young man, I'm not sure whether your dream will come to pass, but I can assure you that if you choose to be like me, I can assure you that it's going to be possible. If you choose to become a preacher, that your life, it will be tangible. You see, when you are growing up, you say you want to be a businessman. You want to have your own business. It's a dream. All of us wanted to do something, which we have not become. It is the plans of God that has stayed in our lives. And so the only secure avenue for you in life is in the church. And so Mark said, signs. People who were not, now they are. Yeah. I can, because of time, I'm closing. I can list. He just came from Africa. He just came from Ghana. He's dressing like a pastor now, isn't it? Yeah. He came with a big cross. A big cross. He got a tie and black. He just came. He's fresh. He's Johnny just come. From Africa. He tied in half. He just came. When he was in the church, as he was going through the process, he said when he came back, his mother told him, he and O'Neill Venture. Have you seen people using the bicycle on a harbor bridge before? Himself and O'Neill Venture. Where's Venture? Look how he dressed up in the corner there. They were on a bicycle. On the harbor bridge. The bicycle, the tire.
My grandfather's bicycle.
Your grandfather's bicycle.
They took it.
They took your grandfather's bicycle.
Yes, Bishop. From the church.
Oh, what? And the bicycle, I think you got a flat tire or something. And they pushed the bicycle over the harbor bridge to come and look for a girl, Alicia from the Haydn, in perfect harmony. Over the river. From Northeast Lapolitans. Erika, they came from East, Northeast Lapolitans on a bike. The two of them, big boys on a bike, and the bike broke down, and they pushed the bike over the harbor bridge. Come to look. I know the girl's name, Alicia van der Heijden. She lives in perfect harmony. They came looking because Daniel, he likes red girls. Once you are red, something he gets.
Love it.
Something I get. So the red color was his, it was a charm. And normally they will hide it from me because they know when I hear, I can abuse them. They know when I hear, I will think about it. They know when I hear, I will talk about it. They know when I hear, I will address it. So they hide it from me. And that's how I've lived in the church with them. Correcting, rebuking. Sometimes I insult them. Sometimes I tell them, your mother's sponge. Sometimes I say, because that is the language they understand. And so the bishop is abusing me for real. Abusing me for real. Because if I say foolish, you don't understand foolish. What I say, mother's sponge? Oh, that's serious. Bishop is very serious. They touch me, Bishop, touch me, touch my heart. And he's followed on and he's gone to Bible school. He's the latest pastor. Latest, fresh. He's fresh. I became a pastor in 1996. Christmas pastor. I became a pastor in 1996. Then were you born in 1996? He wasn't born. That's when I became a pastor. But look at what he has become. I can give you stories of people, plenty of people in this church who by the grace of God have become something. I was telling them that when the government is giving order of Rarima and things, they should call me and give me order of Jesus Christ or something. Yeah. Puppy. Look how he dressed up. Look. Why you dress up, boy? Yeah, he's a married man. He got married the other day. He has some child mother. Child mother, Annette. In Sophia. He went to follow some black girl. And then the black girl got pregnant. Yeah. And he gave birth. One day I was praying for him. He fell down. When he got up, he said that God showed him the house, the girl's house. That it was a dark house, that he should not go to the house again. The next day he still went to the house. So when I found out that he had gone to the house, you went to the dark house again? You see, the gospel has worked for us. Can we not say that, Esther? The gospel has worked for us. Has worked for us. Signs. We are signs of the gospel. Signs of the gospel. When he was going to seminary, he came and told me that he wants to engage the girl before he goes. I said, Papi? We call him Papi because he's a father, so we call him Papi. His real name is Jamal. I said, Papi, you like this ugly girl? You don't say somebody's ugly, but she's not all that. And he wants to engage the girl before he goes to Ghana. I said, bye. When you go to Ghana, your eyes open like that. And when you see her, you say, whoa, who's dumb? And he listened to me, and he went to Bible school. When he came back, he wants to see the girl. Because anytime the guy calls, he wants money for each child. And when he get money, he's beating the, he's a dog. So he thinks that he's a man of God. But there's a girl in his life who is called, he is a cross. But he has become stable. Now he has chosen a woman and he has married a girl. Yes. So, ladies and gentlemen, the gospel comes with signs. Signs of people who change. People who get better. And we need our people, our young people. Some big people need change too. Some big aunties are very miserable. Some big aunties, you gotta change. You need change. Big auntie, you like low bites. You gotta change. You child molester. Start your feet, please, my time is up. Oh, give Jesus a big hand clap. Hallelujah. Let's work with time. I know some of you are just trying to sleep. Yeah. Mark talks about the gospel as a means, it brings signs. You see healings, you see miracles, you see things that you can understand. For those of you who are coming to this place for the first time in your life, this is a sign. This is a sign. Come on, number two, Paul. It's a sign. This church here, the size of this church. I mean, you can go to Georgetown and look around. First assemblies, second assemblies, third assemblies, central assemblies, all the assemblies in all the churches. A place, this is 9 acres of land. It's a sign. Why will a church invest so much money in 9 acres and build something like this? Because the gospel is showing you signs. This is a sign. It's a sign. This is a sign of what Jesus does and what Jesus can do. Hallelujah.
We believe you have been blessed by the powerful teaching of God's word. For booking and more information on the ministry of Bishop Collins, please call us on 592-225-6760 or email us at shepherdhousegy@gmail.com. You can also log on to www.shepherdhouseinternational.org. God richly bless you.